Back to it. It's week two of our CARE basketball coaches insight programs. High school basketball, of course, now off in full swing. We're joined now by Atchison girls coach. That is Nick Rebant, always brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. And we talked about it last week, coach. One, a lot of games are on the road early. Two, the schedule very difficult here to start these first couple of weeks. I want to get your thoughts on your first two games. Opener last Friday at Junction City, obviously a high class there. 62-45, the final score. JC gets the win. But talk about the opener last week and playing at Junction City.
Sure. You know, I felt like we did more to lose that game than they did to win it when I look back at stats. You know, we shot 25% from the field, had 25 turnovers, 0 for 13 from the three-point line, 11 of 32 from the free throw line. Those are numbers that jump back, and you lose by 17, and you see all these opportunities you had out there. And we just didn't execute offensively the way we wanted to. Defensively, I thought we did fine. We forced 25 turnovers. We were getting after it. But when you have those numbers on the offensive end, it's hard to win.
And you go from a high class in Junction City to the number 6 ranked team in the 4A classification on Monday night when you went to Wamego. Red Raiders getting the win there, 70-28. So again, we talked about the challenges in the scheduling here early. It's not going to get any easier with Eudora tonight. We'll talk about them in a moment. But Wamego on Monday night, what'd you take away from that game?
You know, that is a great basketball team. Great players, great depth, great coaching. I have a feeling they're going to go deep this year. So it was a good test for us. You know, I talked with the girls going in. We kind of had little sayings that we give each other. And like I told them, growth in basketball is simple. You fall, you get up, adjust, and you move forward. Each opportunity you have, you get better. And the girls are embracing that. Their attitudes were great. During the game, they were asking questions. Coach, what did I do here? What did I do here? Or where do I need to be? What am I doing wrong? And that's it. That's what it's going to take for us to become better, is to use those teachable moments and learn the game.
Yeah, no doubt. It's good to see, you know, girls being engaged, even when things might be tough. You know, they're asking questions. They're wanting to get better. You obviously like to see that as a head coach. So you go from Wamego, number 6 in 4A. Tonight, you go to Eudora. They're the number 4 ranked team in the 4A classification. Again, whoever set up the schedule, 13 of the first 15 on the road, that should be an arrest warrant out for someone, because that is just, again, we talked about it last week, and I'm sure we're going to continue to talk about it as we go through it. But another tough one tonight, Coach, at Eudora, as we mentioned, top 5 team in 4A. What can you tell us about that matchup here tonight?
You know, that's another team. They remind me a lot of Wamego. They have great depth, great coaching, great players. Get after it. You know, defensively, they get up in your grill. And it's just one of those situations. You know, with numbers the way they are for us, the last 2 weeks we've had 9 girls in practice. So it's hard for us to go out and get game-like situations. We can't simulate full speed. You know, my starters, they don't get the chemistry that most teams do in practice by being able to work with one another. So these are moments for us, again, to go learn, to play together, see what our weaknesses are, see what our strengths are, and to continue to build off of each.
Yeah, Atchison trying to get going here. Again, a gauntlet of a schedule here to start. Back-to-back losses to Junction City and Wamego. And again, doesn't get much easier tonight. They're at Eudora. Eudora girls, number 4 ranked team in the 4A classification. Then Atchison's still going to have 3 more games next week before the 2-week holiday break. Coach Nick Rebant joining us. We always appreciate it, man. Good luck here against Eudora tonight. We'll talk to you one more time next week before the break.
Thanks, Brandon.